Happy Sunday. It's Sunday. It's November 10th, 2013. Forgot what year it was for a minute there. Probably because I have a different car now, and it was fighting with my iPod today. It was playing two songs from every album. There's no setting to tell it to do that, but it did this for like 16 songs in a row, like 8 times in a row. It played two songs from each album. I don't know how that happened. It'll probably never happen again. But one of those was this. This is a tape I did back in 1986. The tape is called, and it's now a CD, and downloadable from helpyourselfmusic.net or johntworzer.com. Anyway, the tape was called Getting Not Quite So Profound. And there were some songs I recorded after having lost my voice for quite some time. Actually lost my voice, quit my bartending job. Anyway, it has this talking blues song on it. Back in 1986, I didn't have a car. And I didn't have a washing machine. So I would put the laundry into either a basket or some plastic trash bags, and I put it in this radio flyer red cart, and I would drag it to the laundromat, and I would do my laundry, and I would drag it back home, and people didn't quite know what to think of me. Anyway. So it came time for me to write a talking blues song back then, and that was the most pressing social or political issue of the time for me was what happened at the laundromat when I got there with my red cart, my laundry basket, my trash bags. Anyway, it's called the Talking Laundromat song. Should make everybody who's listening to this realize how lucky they are to actually have a washing machine and a dryer in their house or their apartment. Just another thing that we take for granted now, but 30 years later or so. So I sorted the clothes, put on my hat, and I headed down to the laundromat. Feeling strange, pockets full of change, sniffing that A-L-L. Now laundromats are beautiful places if you want to meet folks with frowns on their faces. It's paradise for the down and depressed. It makes you feel like you feel the best. Everyone else standing around, watching the spin cycle. Watching the spin cycle. Measuring the size of their pockets with their hands. Washing machine and all the housewives' faces turn green. I guess I was one of those peculiar sights, mixing my colors in with my whites. It's integration in a strange situation. I heard somebody say, pretty soon he'll be bussing those clothes halfway across the town, get him educated. Tension built higher and higher as I went to put my clothes in the dryer. The housewives were all suddenly stranded with fear because I only do wash about twice a year. I used up 19 dryers. Never could understand why in a laundromat there are twice as many washers as there are dryers. A lot of people walking around in wet clothes, I guess. Bold, and I decided for a change that I'd fold and put a frown on somebody's face when they saw me fold everything in the wrong place. And this is creative creasing, I told them. Besides, if I want to, I can iron them before I wear them. Them in the corner with a kitchen broom, with a path to my refrigerator clear. I sat down to have a beer. To hell with all this, I thought, if it didn't get so damn cold, I'd go naked. And that is the Talking Laundromat song, written by John T. Werzer back in 1986. I was pretty messed up in the head back then, just so you know. You know, every day you go to work and there are days when you feel like you're at the end of your rope. I thought I was at the end of my rope in 1986. When I was bartending, people would say, "How's it going?" I'd say, "I don't know." But I just turned around and I saw the end of my rope 20 feet behind me down the hall. That may explain this song. Anyway, have a great week. We'll go out with this one. It's called "I Can't Take It Anymore." I walk in circles like the fool, surrounding life and eating gruel, considering the golden rule, I've lent the world a hand. Conceited in my poverty, I criticize those over me, and then I scoff at all their history, they'll never understand. I grew up wise within myself, with disregard for mental health. My visions of the greatest wealth brought minstrels to my door. They sang of truck stops on the moon and trying to get there too soon without the help of Woody's tune. Just a hero's dreams of war. And I'm sorry if it startles you, I can't take it anymore. Looking for the midnight air, and it clamors in a sad despair because death is losing ground. The winners want to prolong life to make this world of ours a wife. You take the fork, I'll take the knife, we'll feed upon its sound. And when the bells ring time to go, you'll find me cursing acid snow. The friends I've had no longer know what it means to leave the shore. Ignoring what I know as pride, I try to keep the other side from balancing a TV guide on my armchair that gets sore. And I'm sorry if it startles you, I can't take it anymore. Now it's like you to be as cold as fear at any time of any year. You shouldn't ask such a stupid seer to master what you've known. The torrents of the storm evolve to give you problems that I can't solve, and it makes my spinal cord revolve to see you sit there all alone. Outside above a private shower where you base your dreams in any tower, with vultures who will soon devour the apple and the core. It's not the art of looking good, and it's not this fancy neighborhood. It's just doing what I thought I should that forced me to explore. And I'm sorry if it startles you, I can't take it anymore.
So rest your head against my skin. We'll watch the carnival begin. The price is paid, it's time to win. The sirens will be wild. A patient doctor's evening prayer has told me that there's no one there. And the witches say that it isn't fair that the stovepipe spared the child. So tonight I left the floor to try, just to find a reason not to cry. The furniture had its reply, and it shouted to the floor. He ought to build his castle strong on the images that built this song, on the weakness in the eyes that long for others to get poor. And I'm sorry if it startles you, I can't take it anymore. Floor to try to find a reason not to cry. The furniture had its reply, and it pounded on the floor. He ought to build his castle strong on the images that built this song, on the weakness in the eyes that long for others to get poor. And I'm sorry if it startles you, I can't take it anymore. Can't take it anymore.
But tomorrow is Monday, so I guess we'll have to take it for one more week. Have a great week.